נפלא מלכי שבס. אומרים את השם מרד מלכי שבס, הוא שגן מסודר. ובזונדר, אז בכלל, איך צריך, I'm not the right person, בכלל תספיק את הרב שח. זו כמו של מלך, שהיו לי אלפי אלפי דין רזוב, ומקלצים עושים בכסף, גנאיו לוי. כמו זו, אז המנש אז וייס נשבור צוזוג, ונראה, זה תוך הגנאי. זה גנאי, זה ביזויים. לא, קומת ידר, הנה, אלמד הרב שח לנת הזה, this is the שבח. קומת נוחר, הנה, אלתר זה המיבין, זוג את הרב שח הזה הזה. קומת הדריטר, אלתר הרב שח הזה הזה, זוג את הרב שח הזה. אז זה לא גרייס המנש, חס ושול, I'm not speaking against the ganze world. אבל, you know, I feel it's no שייכס. I'll just tell you, a muscle, before we speak, I heard a mice from Rav Meir Shmulevitz. Told me, Amoli had it, it's a shvera zach. He went in to ask Rav Shach, what's to turn? So Rav Shach told him, mach a zayun a zay. Didn't look like it, okay? Kids, he went into the stipler. So the stipler told him, punk fakam. And the stipler gave him 10 reasons why to do. Rav Shach would just say what to do. The stipler told him, mach a zay. Well, the Azay is good, and Azay is good, and Azay is good. When he finished, the stipler told him, it's by Reb Lezer she gave him. Not him grade yet. And what's Reb Lezer gizog to ton? Not him grade punk fakir. So the stipler told him, mach was Reb Lezer gizog. Weil lernt teire lishmo, und hot adas teiro, und HaKadosh Baruch Hu zog him in was zu zog. The guy is a stipler, yeah. A person has to. She gizog the ganze das teire, the ganze time him to mevatel his das. But I'm going to. What I mean to say is, a lot of the stories that are going around, we'll try to say maybe 10, 20 little stories. But all of the stories that are going around are be'etzer making Rav Shach very small. Well, say that if these are the stories, say no. Das macht dem Gottel ador, als alle Gdeulim von alle, Mamesh, kol Gdeule Oilom, am Misbattel zur Rav Shach. So, Meile, we are be'etzem, can't speak. Especially the people in the last 30, 40 years that were had Shachas to Rav Shach, was in a ander chelik from Rav Shach. I want the shtickle to Negea, the shtickle to Yeles, I think we have to take out from Rav Shach. Spoke a little bit, but I will marach zayn, and mevarach zayn. After together, we'll have to yell it. Said over, Sido Bikunz Rabbi Yashi. God Lado, a mensch veis kol ha-teire kulo, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Sifro, Mechilpe. Odom God Lado. Rabbi Yashi was together with his bnei bais, and he wanted to speak a shtickle of Arav Shach. So what does Dr. Rabbi Yashiv to his people, Rav Shach, a person like Rabbi Yashiv, knows all the Kula. Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Sifro, Mechil, he knows all the Kula. So he said, it's given a great seal, Rav Shach, God Lador, I'll tell you a story. Rabbi, people like stories. I'll tell you a story like Rabbi Yashiv. What is the Maisa? When I was young, they were saying over a Maisa as a mall, they went into the Biskerov, Rav Shach went into the Biskerov, רב שח כפרק דבסקרוב, הקשה אפן רמב״ם. בסקרוב גדרח, גדרח. בסקרוב דין אהבות האנצה. רב שח went away. The middle of the night, דבסקרוב breaks up one of his kids. He tells him, זוג ברכס התאירה. says ברכס התאירה. זוג them, go over to רבלייזר. Then רב שח was living in ירושלים. Go to רבלייזר, and tell him, חב הפשט אחד רמב״ם. זוג דזון של רב שח. So was Kerov, but Rav Shach Shlofter. Like the Rich Ken Reb Lezer. He has a kasha and the Rambam, he can't fall asleep. Like the Zun Seder, Rav Shach Rechosh and a Teretz. And he went to sleep. So was Kerov, I know Reb Lezer. He has a Teretz, he's so mamish, all thrilled, gewaldig, he can't fall asleep in the Simcha. Kids, he went 2 o'clock by night, and for sure Rav Shach was not sleeping. A shame and nice. This what Reb Yashiv was master Rav Shach. רגע שיילה, דוס איזה רב שח? רבי ישיב כן, כל התאירה כולו, כל התאירה כולו, פרסן מאוס, בי מיתום, ידע תשובה ויופן, זה ניש נורמל בסרבי ישיב כן. פרסן לא יפוס תקפו עם גיר סיימן ולילה. ווס תח Chabtach is pilot. A Rav Shach can't fall asleep in a car shev a Rabta. Yeah, he's big. He's big. He's got Lador. Loi hoya ke moise. And this one is mechanech, mit azam maize, zogt er, a Rav Shach is got Lador. Was steht? I said, oh, I'm a Mazbe. I said, oh, noch a Mazbe. I heard from a friend of mine, when he was Bar Mitzvah, the spirits took him to Rav Shach, to a Broche. They mekubal. So the first they went to the Ponovich Rav. Ponovich Rav was Nifter. His Rebbetzin was living. She lives now on the same floor of the Ponovich. He went in. The Rebbetzin told him, before I speak to you, Rav Shach is not feeling good. His wife was lifted already. So I'm just making an egg for him. And Machayoich, we'll send it and we'll sit with you together. She made a scrambled egg. And Shana, a big one, a good, nice one. Put it on a plate. She sent it to Rav Shach with a bocher to his house. And she bring him in. They sat inside. They schmoozed for half an hour. She was telling them stories. After that, his father took him to Rav David Povalski. Noch a halbe shot. Geedig with Rav David for 50 minutes. Till they came to Rav Shach. It was another hour and a half. He comes to Rav Shach's house in an hour and a half from the time she made the egg. He comes to Rav Shach's house. At the table, lektach ayoich, with a fork inside, stuck in the egg. Rabbish Epis is missing. Kitzi, they come in, Rav Shach gives him a broche. Kitzi, he goes out, so his father goes over to the Einikel. Zogt to Rav Shach, Einikel, you know, we heard in the Ponovich Rebbe, that Rav Shach's stomach is not good today. Megemachtem ayoich. He's not eating it. Maybe it's Kedai will eat it. We hear he's not feeling it. But I show him the house already. We know this egg is ready, waiting for him. So the Enigel told him, no, go inside. Tell him to eat it. So he goes inside. The Rosh Hashiva, Megehel, the Rosh Hashiva, Futzach, Mishnah, Zegu, Sido, Ayoich, Efshar, the Rosh Hashiva, Lesson, it's good. It's good. Soft. So Shach, yeah. Shach takes the fork, puts inside, he has a safer, he's looking, he's holding it. And the fork falls down. And he's by the lily. So he, the little kid started to laugh. So the Einikel tells him, the last hour and a half is really 30 times. I'm coming in. He sticks in the fork and no, a minute, and it falls down. Babus, Abshach, his wife had an operation. 10 hours of the operation. Kids, Abshach was still made Heisman over the spices. I'm trying to get some with Mises. Mises are millions. So Rav Shach was sitting in his house. Kids, he went to the operation with his wife. 10 hours of the operation. Everyone was saying to him, Rav Shach's wife is sick. And Meir Hazan said the whole day, Rav Shach looked as a verschwitzt, as a, the whole day, like something is bothering him. Argument, Efshar, Amach, Yichudim, you know. So the Machshav is shameless, he had his wife. Noch out, Rav Shach was becoming himself tiny. His wife is practicing an operation today, he will fast the whole day. So Rav Shach was fasting the whole day. So the tiny is the ganzer talk. And the whole day, in the middle of the day, the Ponovich Rav came to visit him. After 5 minutes, he left. They asked him. So I'm going to read with him, and I'm going to read with him. Kids are like this, the operation was for 10 hours. After 10 hours, Rav Shach comes home, the operation finished, she goes out of the room, they put her in the room. Rav Shach runs to his house, with Yenem, comes to his room, opens Rambam Milchis Kinyan, and Milchis Eidus Perek Hofei. It's a Shver Magid Mishne Dorten. Rav Shach looks again inside, takes out his pen, and for an hour and a half, he's writing Chiddush HaTeira. He finishes an hour and a half to write Chiddush HaTeira. Meir, Rgei Chalashin. He didn't eat the whole day, running, Rgei Chalashin. I'm like, oh, quick food, I can't. He finished the Shikotaria, he remembered he's a human. He's going to faint, he's hungry, he's finished. Meir, gich, gay chalash. What's the pshat? I was having another mice, before we started to touch. There's a Mishmoch Schlusinger said over this mice. When they're living in Shalim noch, they went to Malta Tish, he was very close to Rav Shach. It was a little street, you know, that day the matzav was nicht, and they had the matzav was nicht as a security matzav. But they were going back, it was like a small little black valley as after. Because, you know, by nacht, it's nicht as a geschmack to gain dort. Now, through the two mansions zusammen, you go inside, it tickles a little bit. But, you know, you have to pass, you go quick. They're walking, and from far they see this person going back and forth. They got all scared. They went backwards. They have to pass through. Kids are giving hands to each other, so we're doing it, we're running it. Kids are running, they come close to this guy, the guy jumps on them. It was a Rav Shach. Once again, he had a kash, he's going around, you know, he didn't have that, he's not scary street. Oh, he had someone, after all, Rav Shach in Rambam? He did not have Rav Shach, he was a scared one. But he didn't have, he went on this scary street, he was going back and forth, Rav of the Rambam, go to Shgirab. Rav Volga will say over Alamol the Maising members, when they bring in Rav Shach, to Knesiyah Gdoyla, to the Moetzes Gdoyla Atere, the first years, before he took over the Anoge. Yeah, so there, before the meeting, everyone got newspapers. That was given Nora Modia. Everyone got a newspaper. You know, the Rosh Yeshiva is officially the Beit Shvos Gate in the world. Aber, Lamaise, no, the Rosh Yeshiva is the Beit Shvos Gate in the world. And Lamaise, Father Asif, you know, they have to be a bit involved. So everyone got, like, in this meeting, it was a drink and a newspaper. But Hal Bishar, then the meeting started. Kids, you come in, you saw Shach holding like a newspaper thing. He came close, it was upside down. Yeah, he picked it up to look, you know, the track of the Rambam, but he's holding it. Until the meeting starts. These mices, Rabbi Yashiv Zok, that's the God Lado. That's the God Lado. What's me? We have a chisor in the shtickle. For sure, Rav Shach was the one that pushed us. Medaf learn of kiyas, medaf endik, medaf, avada medaf. Rav Shach would say, a person learns even the ganze Zeit, he comes back home, the kashas forgotten, the terutzim he never understand anyway, so what he learned the ganze zman, gomisht. Kom tzach ha-mashbo. Rav Shach said, this is the young bochim, they get mashberim. Amol, he come in a hand, he give us the ganze masech, the migyad gishmak. Avada. But that's not zayt. What we are machshiv, when we go into Bismedrash, we see two bochim. One bocher could say over the ganze red, bis nach da mut beis red. Bocher ze yesh ave shen alle red. Mo as it is mit alle red noch. Au ze beis. The second bocher is sitting in the corner, matter tsachaf de goyen fun ve khayn beginner as de goyen zok, as if das dale de hob sateret, as shvere goyen, he's sitting out and trying to figure out psha. Absolut. It's off he has a knage in the goyen. Rebel Yashi says, oh, there's the God Lato. He can't leave the Rambam. He's trying to say Pshat in the Rambam from Gimel. Er schlaft sich nicht. Das ist der Gott Lado. Das ist der Gadness in Teir. Alle Tfilis, what we daven, Lassig bedivre Teire, Lamoil bedivre Teiro, Vehariv no Hashem Elekeinu, Ezir Vesir Vesir Obefinu, Vesein Belibeinu, Lehovin, Lehazkin, Ishmoya. Why we don't say, Vetein Belibeinu, Ligmer Shas, Ladaas Shas. I'm looking for we never, you know, in davening you have to add it and after Yerotzen if you want to ask for Noi Kol HaTere Kulo. No, even once. David HaMelech, Kud HaShem Yishor Im Sof Anich Alim Osecho Rechov HaMitzvot Zecho Ad Moed. One time, Ten Belibi Ladaas HaShas Ladaas Kol HaTere Kulo. But it's important. But that's a small part. Lamoy the Gemara Giyat HaShailes Sinai Ve'oikir Hori Mi Odi. Person knows Kol HaTere Kulo or Alam. Nimnu ve'gomu Sinai Odif, because if you don't know, you can't pass him. But on that, the Gemara Gimei, someone knows Kol HaTere Kulo. But Yanem is Alam, no Iker Orim, he's Besa. Nimnu ve'gomu Iker Orim Sinai Odif. Because you have to know. What's made it to Zog? Chas v'sholem, people that know, and live with that small, the greatest the Zach in the world, Chas v'sholem. But the Iker HaKinyan in Teiro, is Amolo Shel Teiro. אם ברוכו יסעת אליך שתהיו עמיילים בתאירו. גודל וניש גודל, דוס איז למיילה. What is time to sign on Rav Shach? What that is a big bucky? We never heard about that. God, Rav Shach, נו כל הדרך כולו. So Rav Shach was telling once one of the guys that it was a shayla in Aloche. The shayla, he didn't say it's a shayla. Second part, we'll remember again the shayla. Aber so der erste Rav Shach, so Rav Shach said, he said, in the Maise, it's the best to fragen Rav Ozna. I remember this Maise in Polish, his mom is just like, the Maise. The best to fragen Rav Ozna. He said, tell him, the Oshiva, can I pass him? He said, yeah, ich gedenk, I'm all, ich bin jung, I had to be a Rav somewhere, so I had a Parnas of Halba Yer. He said, I take a Lune, Abba Chelke Shanoch, mit allem erforschung. She said, Yorin, ich gehe Chazer gut. Rav Ozna, all the ganze Zeit, it's mit Aloche, best to fragen Rav Ozna. He said, yeah, I passed Abba Chelke Shanoch once I had him. Yeah, that's not a problem, but I don't remember it, Gloy. what is this Tayla? Er leir teir lishmo. What is this Tayla? This amolos of Teir. Teir gewaldik im Meise. It's not Hanan Yetcholak. It's not an organization, it's a Mitzian. It's a chesed to Teir Dachzach. As Eichet given Dalton from the Bnei Bais. It's a other chelik. So he said over here, come in a Einzel or Shiva Amol. And the Rashach tells him, it's not a Sefer Dalton Reb Ruven. Bring me the Sefer. Argument, Reb Ruven? No, it's a Reb Ruven of Winder. It's not the Eidim from the Ol Samech. It's not a Chuyveres. He can't find it at Dalton. And he can't find it. Er sucht. He finds it, he gives it to Rav Shach. Rav Shach takes out his keys. Rav Shach had special keys. He had a safe. Even in Savoy, he speaks about the money in the safe. As I say, they're all the tzedakah, all of his zachim, no one from the family, he's the only one that has the keys. He doesn't take the safer, put it in the safe, but in the bottom of the safe. It was millions of dollars in the good days. It was millions of dollars in the safe. Tzedakah money, everything when Rav Shach Roll was around, it's not his private money. Tzedakah millions. All the tzedakah gold, everyone would give Rav Shach to give out. On unter in the safe. What? Yeah, don't! Mit der Schlüssel! Kids, er geht mit der Schlüssel, er legt das nach unten, he comes back, is it gelegt? Is it vermachtet hier? He says, yeah, geh noch einmal, you know, just check again that the tag is closed. So he comes back, he says, oh, shiver, gemacht, now, I'm allowed to ask a question? I mean, how much cost the safer? $100? I'm asking, I think it's all shiver, 200. What is this ganze Meister, when the safe has millions of dollars inside? He never told me to go to check if it's closed. Aber now I put the safer inside, so she was so nervous. So I said, ach, verstehst du nicht. The news of Allah said, see, Dalton, he said, as that scene is the culture, morgen ich gehe lernen der Sugie, und ich gedenk, er sagt, as that smack it psat, I have to learn it tomorrow. I don't want no one to take it away. I need to have it for tomorrow. I can't. I need it to be here. I can't no one to take the safer. It has to be locked. I don't want no one to touch it. Even people go to the safe, I want it to be in the... Ich kann nicht. Like, we're nervous sometimes, we didn't lock the door by night. But like, we have $1 million, we over double check that no one touched it. Ergei lernen morgen asugye, he wants it to be double checked that no one touched it. This is avas atoiro she'en kedugmoso. This is loime toiro lishmo. This is the mile. Shtei nishkola yodea kol atere kulo. Zoichel edvorim har menikra rea ov oyev samokim oyev sabriyes. Machshar tomu mu adriyes. Steinisch! I'll tell you, I'm all a meise. Rav Shach asked me a favor. I was a young bocher. Nicht für Meiles, so he bettet mir. He had to have something organized, then he would use me. I said, I'm going to tell you. I asked all these things. But he needed someone that is a bit more of a better than he is. And Mitzad Sheini, he wanted a person that he could trust that it will not go out. The Zach that only Arab Shach me no biz. The Zach I had to take down to the cave. And he asked me, close the Gemara for 4 days, 24 hours Misasik in the Zach, and Yibi Matsir. He gave me 2 cars with drivers. Azach, I can't be certain of the Mitzvah. Said, after a couple hours, you know, I started Misasik. I felt all good. Years after that, I understand a different shot why I picked me. I know, I think Stein wanted to make up the chesed, but this after that happened. Then I was thinking really I'm helping it. I was like, I'll take the kids are nice. I called after a couple of hours, for a day. So Shiva told me, no, what's the Gilean time? I told him, Gilean? Shiva told me to close the Gemara. I'm running around the whole country, doing your shlichas. No one knows who I am. And when I will learn, tell me the same, but a bit we can learn it. So I thought, Baruch Shiva, that's what I understand. He gave me a job that takes 25 hours a day to do. And the whole time, I'm not eating, not sleeping, and everyone, I didn't sleep. I fall asleep in the middle of the car. I garnished. If I will stop, I have to do a lot, I'll fall asleep. There's no time. Well, I could learn a couple hours. It's not shy. And Hashem tells me not to do it. I want to go back to the Smedish. You tell me to close the Gemara, do this and that, do a million things, and then you tell me when you're learning. So all my life is there. Shachat me. Do est? Do trinks? Or do starbs? Azevi do est? Azevi do trinks? Do lambs? What do you mean you don't have time? You breathe? You're eating? I don't know when you're eating. is no time, but he didn't die. When you ate, you learn. And he goes, tell you that's like eating. He yelled like such a yell. He's asking him, he's Mikelish on learning. Tazat me, Tazat Emeskite. Tazat Emeskite. What's Melech to Zogon? I want a bit to explain. When we try to vax, to become Gdol Ador, everyone here wants to be Gdol Ador. And I don't think I know one person in the world of Vilnius Dain a Gdol Ador. Everyone wants to be Gdol Ador. Everyone has a cheshek to learn on asof. No of us. You start to think on yourself, what is it called a Tere Kula? So whatever happened. So in Melech, we never tell to. You want. Some people learn more, some people learn less. The veg to atzloche that everyone could do, that everyone could happen, that everyone could do it in the Metzias is lektzach in lernen. But lektzach in lernen is not that, I'm not leaving the Bismanish till the Chobabshat. You start a little bit shaloi lishmo, aber gicher gicher zivertzach lishmo. It's very easy to do it. People want to be masmidim, but it's hard to learn. Oh, it's a shir da, it's a shmuz da, it's all different extractions. How? For sure, we're not going to have batlonim. Chas v'shalom, it's all a good bochrim. But for sure, it's hard to learn. So we find the shrim. The mirror is not hard to find. You can do, in 24 hours, you can find what to do. Teiradik. But this doesn't come from Amorah shel Teiro. This doesn't come from Yigiyosa shel Teiro. Yigiyosa shel Teiro, Amorah shel Teiro is. I mean, that's like, this Rambam is a pshat. And it's not a pshat. We think in the back of our head, Efshas a bit of Teir. It's a shot of the tide. And Rabbi Yashiv tells here, you see, God Lador is standing here. This is what makes him to be the God Lador. You get used to it, you stop, you forget about everything. Now, with that reason, people think, yeah, Efshar Rav Shach is Anders. This was a Rav Shach till 60-65. Then Rav Shach became Rosh Shivet Polonich. And then he became the Manig of Gans Klal Yisrael. After 60 years old. Yenner little politics that was happening in the world, Rav Shach was involved. Yenner kluk like in the world. Yenner eitzah in the world. Yenner eitzah in the world. You don't become stupid. You don't lose. Machshartoi v'nehmi menu eitzo v'toshiyo chochme. Akadosh Baruch Hu gave siyata nishmaya, you will know kol ha-tere kula. If you be omel b'toiro kipshutoi, learn Shabbos. Oh, it's a real episode of omel b'toiro. I will learn a suge, ref in a shmei Rambam, I will work on it. I will get a cheshek b'limut. Akadosh Baruch Hu gave siyata nishmaya as nitzof v'mvartzach gdoili. Mitzad sheini, they say over a lot of maises on the Rav Shach, which began the later Tkufa. Moshe, that's the famous maise. Different in Schoes, but the maise is Bavus. That the Molsk is now Yid in America, Moshe Reichman. No, no, it's Loisho. And he had an appointment by Rav Shach. So he said he has to go into Rav Shach. So then, I think 4:30 was the appointment. After 4:30 was the appointment. I come to Reinz Rav Shach. Standing outside there, a father with a little bocher, bar mitzvah bocher. I said, I can go in to bet my bracha from the Rosh Shiva. He says, Chayk tells him, Chayk to give him the gabe. No, it's there as a poison. I said, the tata, mach me rapay with my little kid, I took him from Chayde. Just another bracha. I said, say the, yeah, right, I'll bring it. Say it. Goes inside, 5 minutes, he's not coming out. Chayk opens the door. Shach says, Hamach the tir. He runs out, closes the door. After 10 minutes, you know, he picks again, you know, boy Shereich, what about? Shach says, he's not good for making the deal. Okay, so he closes the door. An hour and a half, Rav Shach sits with his bocher. Say that. The bocher gets up, after an hour and a half, it's a little bar mitzvah bocher, 13 years old with the father, they go out of the room. So his chai comes in, Rav Shach tells him, Zok meise, ich bin zufa matel, wo kommen morgen, ich kann nicht reden. Wenn zu vermacht doch rein. Ich komme nicht in Kirch. Sag mir, ich komme morgen. Geht sich jeder? Seid ihr? Moshe Reichman goes away. Kids, this year, what is Bar Mitzvah Tor Rashach? Moshe Reichman name, Bar Mitzvah Bocher, yeah? Kids, he finds out his name is Bar Mitzvah Bocher. Er lebt dann noch. Comes to his father, tells the father, Herzachan, I will not tell no one. Tell me what happened. So he tells him, we came into Rav Shach. Rav Shach asked my son, what are you learning? So the kid said, I don't learn. What do you learn in the cheder? I don't know, I'm not interested. Not interested to learn? Kid said, no, I don't like learning. So Rav Shach told him, but what do you learn in the cheder? So he told him, Bob Metzia. So Rav Shach said, oh, I'm looking for a chavrusa. You asking to learn with me? Rav Shach got up, took two gemaras Bob Metzia, and learned for an hour and a half with a kid. To geben him cheshek and learn. So another meister before Shmulevitz told me this meister. That he was called with a lot of Rosh Hashivas together to appoint him by Rav Shach. Same so meister. Kids that they came, Rav Shach told him to be in time, 4:20. I was like, guys, that's going to be the after. 4:20. Kids, I like, come from Yerushalayim. Chashem Eid. It's Rosh Hashivah. It's Rosh Hashivah. I get out, I stayed out in Dresden. 4:20, they knock. Rav Shach is not available. Please to wait. Kids are waiting 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Come to Isa Bochus, 16 years old, goes out. Rav Shach says, it's soon we can come in our eye. Well, I'm not a bit of a broken. He said, oh, a famous maise. Rav Shach heard, it's a bochum in Tel Aviv. Wants to go to stop. To go to the army. So Rav Shach said, he heard a maise, he took the hat and the jacket. Are you going to Tel Aviv? So he met him, Sayyid in the way. So he told him, where are you going? So he told him, and Shach told him, I'm going to Tel Aviv. I heard a bacha wants to go to the army. So he told him, I'm going anyway to Tel Aviv. So I will tell him, Rosh Hashiva wants to speak to him. So again, I'm going around to the Rav Shach, to Tel Aviv. Come to Rik, Rav Shach asked him, what happened? He said, what do you mean, I came there? The mother said, the kid is not home. Rav Shach goes to the closet, takes the hat, the jacket. Rav Shach was, I think, 93 then. Goes on the bus to Tel Aviv, Misha filled with the Nahag, he clapped off the tear. The 83 clapped up the tear. The mother says the kid is not home. Rav Shach goes home. Tomorrow morning, takes his hat and jacket, knocks on the door. And he found the bacher. Bacher Shem Haim, the bacher is a grace of Marbitzteya. What's the minute? I want to say two parts. One part is the Anogit part. We'll speak in a second. But the second chayim. Sikut nochamol fun ahava satoiro she'en kedugmosu. How someone cannot want to learn? I want everyone to learn Torah. I love Torah. I'm a cheshek to Torah. Remember, when I was a bacher, that's back in years ago, you came to a chasana. Bacher was sitting at the table. Who didn't speak in learning? Who didn't speak in learning? Akasha and I, Teres, who didn't speak? Not only if you're in the same shir, so you can find out what's being zok tight in the shir. Apom medika kasha, apom medika teretz. Every little shishim, I was living in Kulteira, I mean, the good tabach from Chevron came over 1 o'clock by night, was fire yelling the night after we went back to the yeshiva, we'll show them how you have to learn. Nothing in the public, as they make it out, Ben Azmani, we met together. Fire! This was, and this is Gomish. That's like, this was the normal. Ki hem chayeinu v'oirech yomeinu. We changed this today. Today it became pieces of information. Da wissen was Jelim gesagt und was steht und was steht und was steht und red und red und red. This is be'etzem the chisor and the chusha that we have. And Rav Shach was the spitz verkehrt. The spitz verkehrt. Steht וזורח השמש ובוא השמש ושעסת דגדוילים ליב וכויכס are given over to people to take over. אז די שאתן על הספורים וזורח השמש ובוא השמש. When a God leaves the world, this is the time that you can take the כויכס. הרב שח, now והיא בנסוי ההורים, this דמוס that was more for normal that Allah is battle to him ועל הרגילם תוירו לשמוע it's so passionate, you know. A lot of people, big people, you know, they get covered. A lot of times, you get fatumos mid the covered. people start to tell you you're choshev, you start to believe in yourself. Sagt der Rebbe, der Reb Chatzkel Levenstein gesagt einmal, he went over to a Bacher in Panovich, he would say over. Ah, du kennst Schatz. Ich dachte, ich kenn Schatz. Ich kenn Schatz. Ich sag dir zu, du kennst Schatz. Schatz. Ich sag nicht, kein Mame Schatz, aber Pacher ist der Jäuser, you know, we will speak to you. Noch schon mal singen, ich sag, gelernt, kemat, ich mein, kannst du mich noch, mein? Und dann Reb Chatzkel gesagt, Azab Balgaive, in 2 minutes I convince you, you know, Schatz. This is our problem today. A shtickle epis, someone gets a bit of power. He has a good name. Oh, should I get some mandoma? Arav Shach, you don't understand what's covered haste. Shlomo Zalman gesagt amol zu Abocha. Du means covered is, ich gehe rein zu Binyanei Uma, and 110,000 people stand up and sing Yomi Melech HaLetosif. You think it's covered? Eh, so 10,000 people sing. I come home and I have a message. The Moshe called up, he wants to know if it's a psak. This makes me this, I have to work on my guy. Then I start to feel a different person. Thus it's covered. Where's the covered of Shach Yah? Where's the covered from the Ingala Harum? G'day le'oilum, a stipler. Kodesh v'tor. What the stipler says? Erz das derich, mevatel daiti. Ale g'day le'oilum. Yeah, and forget about everything around what is running around. He finishes, and about Arba Mises Beisdin. This is what they printed in the newspapers. Weisach nicht. I know that a couple of years, Mamish before, Rav Shach, he begged David Zimmerman to make that Kias Kaf that they will make him the Arba Mises Beisdin. Yeah, he was not masking, he was fighting with him. Mach that Kias Kaf that you will make me Arba Mises Beisdin after Meptire. He wrote the body all over. He was forcing people to make it Kias Kaf. No one wanted to make it Kias Kaf. We mischayef to make it. Elbet, please, mach mir a teva, epis a mishne li vinishmas. I made so much for you, please do epis for me. Er sagt nicht, ich hatte schon, ich verstehe mich nicht gerecht. It doesn't say, listen, Rabbi Isai, ich bin azar kodesh v'toyer, only people that went to the mikveh could take my oroin, only this, only that. Rav Shach was kodesh v'toyer kol yomov. Came nicht gekommen zu tun in der ganzen Leben. Aber das hat nicht gebet. Das ist kein private, die Sache. Please, epis le'ilu nishmas. A person doesn't feel, I mean, ich bin der Rashke Ba'ag, but please, epis le'ilu nishmas. If she would ask, maybe 20 new yeshivas, maybe, you know, if everyone could finish chosh emol 20 times a shas, a million times mishnayas, epis a mishnah, epis a machshava, please give me epis. I'm going with my other in coil, please. And if I could, if taker, people taker misyachas to me, dear, so I'll try to be a merit yoisha. And I'm not even sure that I'm roi. You know, alik de lo'ilam be'emet, written on the computer, Melis Yoshe. No, you're also a godl. I'm not sure if I'm a godl. Rabbi Svazichdin. As I love it. As I love it. This is the emissary I love it. But a person does the Shem Shomayim. Loime toiro lishmo. Amo lo shel toiro on cheshboinus. Avshach came to Eretz Yisrael. He chutz on his shirt and his pants. Er gol nish gehat. No mechosim. Gol nish. Oru mikoil. Like this he went off the boat. Amor, Avshach was coming out of his car. Bochim was standing around the car. Avshach gizokt him. You think I was born in a taxi, you think? You're looking, you know, godless, hanoge. Today, we're holding an azad doll. We think godless is if people know about me. If people speak to me. I'm big. This is the way to measure chashiv esanat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Otzai Nechashbainet. And if Kizyochu, if an Elo Avshach will not become the Roshiv at Ponovich, and will not know about him, the Zelbe godless will sein. We build our godless on chitzoynus nikazachm. We know, we write, we do. So in Mele we take a feel. Amo lo shel teure, das in the einzig kazach. Das in the einzig kazach. Und HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays weiter and weiter and weiter. So I think take, I'm saying to myself, at least a little bit in this little tkufe, in this little tkufe. Take a little Shabbat. Now, to name an apostle, to write a mola b'toyro, not to give up. Not to go to sleep on a kasha. If you meet a bach, nu vazogs to, I like tach nishkin on lab. I remember when we were kids in Kulteire, like it was a alam on the race, to ask a guy, if now you would meet a Leon Ovi, what kasha you would ask? I guess we would test bach. No, if you meet a Leon Ovi now, what kasha you want to ask a Leon Ovi? Like, what is the first kasha you have on your tongue? But you don't have a festa kasha on your tongue? Und ihr mit Eliyahu Hanavi, thank you, say one second, I'll look at my notes. Das fällt ihm leicht, sich lernen. Es fällt in Amor, shal Teuro. You can wax, there's no way to become big. And mit Zad Echot, even though those mitzvot, those the gallus von Rav Shach, and all the time to take it, Rebelliashi b'chat sich his pilots from them. Das ist nicht Katniss. Das ist Godless. And everyone could come to this Godless. Everyone could come to this Godless if I'm more of a shishkiyusa shul teir. Ich will reden ein bisschen Afner Shabbos. Die Gdolim ha-Oiro shel Oilom. So muss da das Stikel ein bisschen Afner Shabbos. Es ist Chiyuv zu Madlik sein Ner Shabbos. וחיוב איזה אחד אנושים, אחד נושים, אחד בחורים ידע אין אלה מייס איזה מחויה ונמיצפס עשה מדרבונון צומד לי כנר שבס זה חיוב, הדלוק עש נר שבס So first, what is the חיוב of הדלוק עש נר שבס? So that's when we have three חזלים We have one famous חזל, זה גמור אין שבס גמור זוק נר חניקה ונר שבס נר שבס עודיף משום שלם בייסה So a lot of people think that Ner Shabbos comes from Tzad Shalem Beis. It's nice that that's a poshut. If Meiri brings down Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos also Mishum Shalem Beis, and the pshat is Ner Chanukah the husband lights. Ner Shabbos, normal the wife lights. Why? Because she's oisek. And the tzorech ha-bayis, so Chazal said that she will light the candle. So a person has money, other for Ner Chanukah, other for Ner Shabbos, so in Chazal, Ner Shabbos also Mishum Shalem Beis. To be a Shalem Beis, to let him lady to do her mitzvahs to do your mitzvahs we have a fight in the house the husband wants to do his mitzvah Chanukah the wife wants to do her mitzvah Shalem Bayis let the lady to do her mitzvah and then the Meiri learns Pshat No Shabbos Odim Shum Shalem Bayis but not that the Pshat that No Shabbos Kufa Shalem Bayis yeah that's the Meiri but Pashat Al Rishonim Zogim Shalem Bayis Kipshuta so the Kasha is that the Gemara in Shabbos Nav Chovor Mut Bayis The Gemara says that Ein madlikim be'itroim b'pnei kvod ha-Shabbos. You're not allowed to madlik be'itroim b'pnei kvod ha-Shabbos. Why? It smells. Omar Rabbe, gzeiro shemo yanichelu v'yeitze. Maybe he will leave the itroim and he will go out of the room. Omar Rabbe, v'yeitze. If he doesn't like the smell, let him to leave the house. Omar Rabbe, shani oimer, ner Shabbos choybo. זאת רעשי שאני אומר נרשבס חויבו חויבו להדליקו במוקרים סעודו ואם יצא וילך נמצא איך סוד השבס בלוינר אין לחור הבאי איז חוילק אין הבאי הולד יני חלו וייצא you don't have to have a נרשבס but in the סעודו so we have a מחלק רב הולד you have to have a נרשבס במוקרים סעודו אין הבאי הולד you don't have to have זוג תייסס שתית נגמור נרשבס חויבו שאני אומר נר שבס חויבו מכאן יש אומרים that you don't have to make a ברוכה על נר שבס שתית מים אחרונים חויבו איך make a ברוכה על מים אחרונים every time נגמור יסס חויבו אז זה לא של סגינור היינה חויבו נר פשוט את חויבו when חזל have to stick the word חויבו it means יש כאן אמס החויבו מים פשוט את החויבו but it's not a real mitzvah it's a חויבו אז זה הביא מים אחרונים חויבו ממך יש כאן ברוכה what? Yeah. And then the tesis. Yes, I'm Zog Rabbi Lutam, Shibushu. Don't miss a kone. But here you have to make a bracha. Zog Rabbi Lutam, weiter. Zog Rabbi Lutam, they have another raya. That is, if the Ner Shabbos is doilek, you don't have to shut it. So we see that it's not a mitzvah. Zog Rabbi Lutam, it's not emes. You have to shut it. Zog the Besalevi, in Simen Yudalev, and that's in the Shver, it's in the Furash Yerushalmi, Shach Yishonim Mitzvayis Mitzvonu Lehal Likner, Lekovet Shabbos V'yontek. So how some Rishonim could say that is no Chiyu? Zog the Besalevi the Yesoit, Mush Marich Zayin, Zog the Besalevi the Yesoit, that is two dinim in Ner Shabbos. It's Kovet Shabbos and it's Oynik Shabbos. It's two reasons to light on Ner Shabbos. There's one reason to light it mitzad kovet, and one reason to light it mitzad oinek. And the Yerushalmi says, Asher kitshonu mitzvayso mitzvonu lehad likner, lekovet Shabbos v'yontek. Meduik tak in Yerushalmi, it's a name dog with this. That the Yerushalmi is talking about the ner lekovet Shabbos. Chutz from kovet Shabbos is oinek Shabbos. The sugya in Shabbos is talking on Oynik Shabbos. That maybe a person b'shas ha-seudah will not have a nem. Yanichanu v'yeitzeh. This is Oynik. To eat a seudah le Oynik. So there's two reasons. There's a reason of kovet and there's a reason from Oynik. And the nem from kovet Shabbos l'kula almen that machan ha-brochen. The ganze machlekes is and the nem from Oynik Shabbos. And this the yesh oynim say you're not mechuyim. And if it's lighting already, you could leave it. You don't have to shut it. But on the nail from Kovet Shabbos, Avada say achiv to machin le Kovet Shabbos. So then it's a din from Kovet and a din from Oynik. Abaye is choylik at the din of Oynik, yadichel of Yeitze, but Abaye is moida to the Kovet, it's Gmoras and Shas. Nechalik and Shabbos, no Shabbos, Abaye is moida say achiv. But Oynik Shabbos, Abaye is choylik. So then we're going to be in Stenzlach, so we're going to be in the Spirit in Rambam. In Perik Heim Ilchi Shabbos, steht in Rambam, in Kovet HaShabbos, פרק אין מחשבת, הרמב״ם זוג, דלושן, אחד האנושים ואחד האנושים חיובים להיות להם נר דויליק בבייסום בכלל עונג שבת. אחד האנושים ואחד האנושים צריך שיהיה להם נר דויליק בבייסום בכלל עונג שבת. ועל פרק למד הרמב״ם זוג, ומכובד השבס שיינר דולוק בשולחון אורוך קוידם השבס. So it's two דיוקים. First, in Perek Hey, the Rambam says you have to have a ner בפני אוינג שבס. In Perek Lamed, the Rambam says you have to have a ner שבס בפני כובד שבס. And also it's a דיוק. In Perek Hey, he says שיהיה נר דולק בשבס. Because you need אוינג and שבס. The thing כובד is בחיים, even before שבס, to light a candle that you will have it lit for שבס. So in the Sekarov, it's like a tzvei, it's not din kovet and not din oinek. The din oinek, you don't have to light it before Shabbos. You will have a chatim to light it in Shabbos, say it is good. The din kovet is fakal. Maybe the bed has to be ready, the candles have to be ready for Shabbos. So we're saying it's saya din kovet and saya din oinek. It's very aloch. The din kovet is enough to light in one place in the house, on the table, tzura mechubedes. Din oinek, that's in every room that is dark, you have to have a candle. It's not oinek Shabbos. Ah, the Gemara zok shleim beisa. So we see if I can, the ikir kovet Shabbos is kovet oinek. It's also an inyan of shleim beisa. But the ikir chiyuv on the Shabbos is kovet oinek. So now, is a chiyuv kula alma a chiyuv kovet oinek to light an early Shabbos? I want to manage with all the Pirte Halochas are based on these two Yesoides. There's one Yesoid that you have to mechabed the Shabbos, and every Yid and every Bocher and every person in the world has to light candles to mechabed the Shabbos. As another thing, you have to light Shabbos to have Oynek in Shabbos. What does it mean, the Oynek? If it's dark, you're not an Oynek. I'll just give an example before I'm saying Aloch Lemaisa. I'll also say the party. The Moshe, someone has light. Lamedog in the light is not kosher for candles. But you can't say it's not Oynik Shabbos. If there's light in the room, Shabbos will be very gishmak. Okay, I think it's better with light than candles today. But Chazal, when we're talking of mitzvah to light candles, you have to light candles. Now, there's one mitzvah to light candles. Now, Mitzad Sheni is a mitzvah to have Oynik Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos, I could get some light. Well, I have to make a mitzvah of the Rabbanon to light candles. There is a mitzvah to make a kovet Shabbos. A kovet, even today, the main nice chasanas, is very fancy lights. And I saw most of the good fancy chasanas, they put two candles on the table. Even in our days, a mechubedike platz, you light candles. And that's salt kovet. So even today, with all the fancy lights, chiyuv kovet giblin. Kovet. Mechaber the matzah candles. Simon the goyim, Simon the yidden is a musa candles on mechaber the matzah. And this is a takon of the rabbon that doesn't change. Chutz from that is the inyan for noyin. This is the base yisoid of the lomdus of all the halachas that we'll learn now. So now Shabbos, first we'll start. Slowly think, and then we'll go to the Bochrish part. First we'll learn the Shabbat and Nagya Sai, if a Bochr has to light, if a Bochr doesn't have to light, but Mitzvah Hashem, everyone, Amal will be more from a Bochr, So the halachas for sure blind to alamin. Now we'll see to who it's the get. So now Shabbos is a chiyuv lekule alamin. The meaning is to light two candles. Again, it's only pashas, it's connected zochor v'shomer. Others are connected ish v'ishtoi. But the mice will know that even a person that doesn't have ish v'ishtoi, the mice will light two candles. Echot connected zochor v'echot connected shomer. Now, the meaning is that a lady, not a man, a lady that forgets to light one Shabbos, so from now on she has to light an extra candle. She forgets it another week, she has to add. That's the meaning. That's the meaning. The Rambam brings down the meaning of Kachas Aloche. Chutz of that, there's another meaning that some people, every kid that they have, they add a candle. But that's really a Zaitik meaning. But the meaning is that every time that you forget, now if you forget Ba'oides Gomel, Pshat, you can't, you're in a jail, so then you don't have to add. But if it's Mishogig, you just forgot about it, you thought that you don't have to light in this place, and the Maizah you found out it's a mistake, so B'meile, you have to light up again. Now the Maizah, the Chiyuv is on the lady and not on the man. Now I know, everyone is Chayim, but the task is the issue in the house. Because the Maizah, we want the husband to have a part of Neir Shabbos, from this came the meaning that the husband prepares the candles, is made in the Saneiris. Not stand to do efforts to cover Shabbos. It's also because the answer we want is a mitzvah belongs to ladies. The male is it's important that the other eine is mishtatef and the chiyuv adlokas neir. Now the ma'aseh you're not allowed to lie. This is against bochrim a lot of times. The mashal we see soon a lot of people will machmir to light candles. I will speak about it clear when it's on fire. Now a bochrim is going to mashal town love for Shabbos. But he heard that he has to light candles. So he will light 2 hours candles in his deer. He buys big candles, I will say two when he comes back. And then he goes to Arnav. 2 hours before Shabbos, he can't light candles. It doesn't look like Neir Shabbos. It has to be like 40 minutes, 45 minutes, 50 minutes. More from that, you can't light. Was steht in Halacha that you could light from Plaga Mincha. It's only if you mekabel Shabbos to Shabbos look at Neir. It's like, oh, bilvad shelo yakni velo yachar. You cannot light candles very far from Shabbos. The only way to light candles far away from Shabbos is if you mekabel Shabbos bad look. But if this bachur wants to go to Arnav, normal, we have the bachur to go with taxi. The way back you walk. The way there you go with a car. So maybe he can't be mekabel Shabbos. So maybe he can light 2 hours. Pashtus even could be a bachur levatot. No. 40 minutes before. You have to look for Shabbos. 40 minutes, 50 minutes. Puklach nafreg in the poiski. But the musik, the gemara, lo yagdim ve lo yachar. Or you don't be boi yoy, you have to shut it and make another bracha. What you could do with plaga mincha, as they say, from Zalman Erebach, is only if you become a Shabbos for Shabbos lo. Now, if the chiyuv is to light the mokim ha-seuda, why? We have the Gemara. The chiyuv is to have oinek b'shas ha-seuda. So the chiyuv of the candles is in the place that you eat. Me'ikar ha-din is like this. In the place that you eat, you light the two candles that is a din kovet and a din oinek. In the other rooms of the house, if it's to be completely dark by night, you mechiyuv to light in any room also a candle. Al-fi ha-loche, you have to light in every room a candle. If in this room light comes from the side, or the people that are semich and choshev rabbonim and use electricity, or that they have a generator, and they have electricity in the dirus, and they have light, then they're not mechuyot. And the main lights, we're not semich, because the chiyuv sakonet the rabbonim doesn't change. But in the other rooms, there is only a chiyuv oinik. The mushroom, someone has a very, very big room, so he needs 5 candles. Someone has a small room, it's enough one. Because it was one chiyuv to mekayim the mitzvah the rabbanon to light a candle. And this we do in the front room where we're eating. Now there's another chiyuv that oinek Shabbos not to be sitting in a dark room. This is enough if light comes from all different sources and places, you can mekayim the light. The attack of Yaitse. But also when we come into all the gedolim of light, of electricity, I just want first to mesal the normal aloch. Like a tchila is the idea to wear big the Shabbos v'shas adlokas. Now, there's a chiluk noshim and anoshim. The noshim, when they light the candle, they're mekabel on themselves kedusha Shabbos. Those are the halachas. This is the reason the minhag by the ladies, they light the candle and then they make the bracha. Because when they finish to light the candles, they're already with mekabel kedusha Shabbos. This is the reason the Mishnah Brura holds that they're not allowed to shut the fire after they finish to light the candles. Because they're already mekabel Shabbos, even before the bracha. So the ladies, the Mishnah Brura says, they light the candle and they have to put it down very carefully, the match. They can't blow out the match. Because they blow out the match, they're mechal Shabbos. The Maisim Adaf Mazel says, oh, Hashulchan finds a heter not to do like that. If you didn't see a prince doing it, not to say, mechal Shabbos, maybe the Tzemach and the old Hashulchan. But when we come to the Chofetz Chaim Paschim, you're not allowed to shut the candle, the fire. So mainly, because in the minute that she finishes to light the last candle, she was mechal Shabbos. The Moshe, she finished all the candles. And before she made a bracha, one of them went off, she can't light it anymore. She has to ask someone else to light it. Because she finished the light. No, because she has it. After the first candle, you can shut it off. Because you have a plan for the other one. After the last candle, you can't shut the fire. It's a chil Shabbat. Masha'enkin, men are not mikabel Shabbat b'shatad lokim. The male will a bocher light, if he will light, he will make first the bracha, and then he will light. And Dr. Mishnah Zalman, to put on the mash before the bracha. As if you know in Chanukah, right? You put on the candle, then you make the bracha. Why? We came that minute in Chanukah candle. The minute came because we don't want it to be a hefsek. Dr. Mishnah Zalman, the men that light will light the match or a candle, make the bracha, and then they will light. And the ladies will pull for candles. Now, ladies could make it nice, the Shabbat Loke, that they're not mekabel Shabbat. Now this tnai is a very shvach tnai. It's a big machlokes apoyskim if it helps or it doesn't help. So the achroa is that only ledvar mitzvah she could make the tnai. Zogdem shlom azam in Eurbach, to go to the koisel before Shabbos, das is nishken dvar mitzvah. You can't light candles, make it tnai, take a taxi to go to the koisel and walk back. Zogdem shlom azam, das heis nishken dvar mitzvah. Besser nicht zu gehen zu der Kaisel. Mit dem Make it Knei. So du sagst, you have to go so, aber mit Schumpa nicht mehr ist. Only Bishas hat Chak Mamesh, le Dvar Mitzwe, a lady can make it Knei, that she's not Mekabel Shabbat. If someone in the house of Mekabel Shabbat, but normally people go to the couple, the young couple, may as well as not in Anei Chatim. Now, Le Maise, and this I want to say, but I till this week I was not machmir, but I believe later I'm praying to recover from this week. This is the reason I can speak about it. The Maaser, I just learned Mamash the last couple of hours again. The Indian is a machlekes apoyskim. We're coming close to the coolest of there, but now we'll use the chumre of it. The chumre of it is that when we have electricity today, could be you can light Neiros Shabbos. Could be the electricity could stand instead of Neiros Shabbos. We said it's a din kovet to light. We're not soymech on the electricity. Aber lechumra, we're not soymech. Right? We light. And the room said for oynek, it's avad ginuv. But for kovet, you need candles. But some person can say, no, chazal will only metafik. If it's oynek, the steer in Rambam was kerov, we said two dinim, but the yishim shadeirat. Pasha steht in Rambam, oynek, 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 oynek. We have steeres, good akashas, but we have to have oynek. And if we say light could give us oynek, so if you have light, you can light. Because already you don't need the oynek. So b'meile, when you light there Shabbos, it's brochen levatole. Because the light is out. So it's up shlom azam in Eurbach, to shut the lights before you light the Neir Shabbos. To shut the lights. And then, not the wife, the wife can't put it on, the husband has it. He says, the husband lives the shul before it locks Neir, the master is bitter in the house. And then the only answer is, they have a Shabbos clock that puts it on after a couple of minutes. So here gemeint allemal, me darf nicht beschane sein. I came to my shveret house, Choshevayid. My elder has Choshevayid. When I got married, I was there, I never saw it. I came back after a couple of years, I see he goes, shuts all the lights in the house. I said, what are you shutting the lights? No, we're going to make it look as near Shabbos. I told him, shver, I was kevin ish gemach la zazach. Ich gelehr on the suge, and mekel ish mach mefakel. Chol ap chashash boach ala batole. I'm saying, I myself never do it, I never suck my people do it. But I'm from the Zalman Doctor Zay, and I see Choshev Yidin taking himself as a chumra, and they don't say Midaf Nish Mishana Zay. So, my Shver Le Maise, what he does, and this is the next step of Shem Zalman says to do Le Maise. The best thing is to shut all the lights in the house and everyone to put on the Shem Ner Shabbos, the Shem Ner Shabbos. Val Ramesha Feinstein says that it could be Yotzei Ner Shabbos in the light. And like Katchil in every room is the idea to have a candle. So the mayor, you shut all the lights in the house, it doesn't become dark, it's afternoon. You put on the Ner Shabbos and then the husband goes around and puts all the lights in Shabbos in the Kovah Shabbos Kodesh. And the broche, the wife, is Ki'ilu Chal on all the candles. Hanoga Toivo. Which wife would be Bumida? Now, this is of a normal man in a house. I'm not saying, I'm looking myself, till now I was never machmir. I'm not talking about even noch a moment, so machmir nish. But I'm saying, but because I'm saying over, what my shver ma, I'm saying, I'm sure that I'm not sure that I'm going to do it. He brings out to show the light in the place, and stand all the lights in the house to put on the shame near your Shabbos. And we can't make a mitzvah for what's nish. For what's nish. Kol azoyer bener, have a lebonim talmidei chachomim. No, mizuch pein, you know, mensh gein ahu, mizuch sgulet. Sanayim meshugat, yeah, mizuch sgulet. I'm saying, sgulet ha-shidach, sgulet ha-dem, sgulet ha-dem. You know, sgulet ha-talmid chochem is meir ha-shabbat. You anyway have the light on. I think more from that. If the whole lights in the house would be on the shem kedush as meir ha-shabbat, would be under massive in the shtub. You first, all the lights are Neir HaShabbos. Every light you put on the room is Neir HaShabbos. Now, the Aloch of Bokharim is as they. Before I thought there was a lot of tumult in them. I know there's a lot of shittas. I know how it's kibbal to me rabbeisa. You know, I think it's Paskin, but Elvil. But I'm saying, I'm not telling the people what to do. I'm saying the Ikar Aloch. And the Shtikl mixed up in Aloch, and it comes out from a mistake. Kachim Shum Adama was master. Some people say you have to mishtat it, you don't have to mishtat it. What's going to happen? The halacha is as if you eat by someone's suda Shabbos, so the halacha to light, memokim asuda, these are the main candles. Now, in halacha states that if someone eats by someone else, he has to mishtat it the puta. Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't imply in our day. The Shulchan Aruch meant you come to someone else with your bag of food. You put the food on the table and you're eating from your portion. When you're eating from his table, you're part of his table. And his wife is mighty in the Shabbos on Mishtatet the food. And they pass in Alokham Shunazam and Ayom. When you come to someone, this means most people you don't see Mishtatet. Hapo Machmiri. You go to eat by someone. Why don't it Mishtatet? I know some Bokham and Machmiri and themselves. I'm a normal Mish. What is the Pshat? He says, I in Chanuk Yishteit, all the Imam Shafar, Klapi the Chiyuv is the Suda Shabbos, is Mechayev, and in this Suda Shabbos you're part of his meal, so maybe he's my Tzir. In Chanuk is a thing, you have to be a Ben Bayit. So what if one meal you're eating by him? But you're Achsanoi. But here the Suda Shabbos is Mechayev. The Oynik Shabbos is Mechayev. And you're part of the town. Well, so the answer, Negabi the Suda, you don't have to lie. So the main thing you eat in the Suda. Now there's another problem. When you go back to your dira, you come to your room. So here is where it is mischalik. So the Zalman time is that in this case, in your room, if it's dark, your room, if you have light from outside, you cannot mechuyav mi'ikaradin to light in your room. Dehaim. Shulchan Aruch states that the Bachurim have to light in the room. Shazam says like this. If someone doesn't light Bichlav, he eats, he goes to someone with a pekale, and he eats by Yenem his pekale. So he has a chiyuv to light, because he was not Yoytze by Yenem, and his room he's not Yoytze, so he has to light. But if he eats by Yenem's meal, so candles he has already. So Be'etim he's Yoytze near his Shabbos. Nor is another din, as Oynik Shabbos, to light in the dark room. And here's a shtickle more chiyuv from a normal room. But again, if it's Zaydik a light in the room, you can't say he's chayiv me'ikar adin. Abba mikol makoyim. If it's very dark in the room, and normally it's quite dark, and even so, chiddush of shalzam is really a chiddush. The mele is the Indian to light in your room. But I want to ask you, from where comes some people like, some people don't like. The halacha of Shteki have to like this because Yedder Yid is mechuyev and Neir Shabbos. No, normally every person in his house, he lights in the front room, he's joined with the family, and the room he's toinach on the light. A bocher doesn't have where to light. But in the middle he's mishtatet by Yedem Sude, so he has Yedem's candle. But if it's dark by him, and Vaila Meis, it's a separate house, so it's Chayim Iker Adin. And he can make a bracha, not like just to machmir to have in every room. Even if he has light, so Iker Adin, you can't say it's Chayim, but it's Roy Lehad. What? Roshan says, if he wants, he could with a bracha. What? No, even when it's not dark. When it's dark, he's Mechuyah with a bracha. Not dark, he could with a bracha. Oh, I'm asking. Now, this thing to light, that you will have candles when you come back to your dira, it's a tnai that when you light the candles, when you come back from the Suda Shabbos, the candles will be on. If the candles are not on, it's no Indian bichlal to light it. Why? Because as covered, it's in the Suda. As the oily, when you're coming back, it's off. So the only answer is to light in your dira candles that stay for a long time. So no, I want to make it's three halakim. One chalak we say, if it's dark, you mechuyev. If it's not dark, it's only roi. But b'shteyim, it's a tnai that will be lit when you come back. Another cooler Reb Shlomo Zalman wants to say in Yeshiva Bochum, that as they be in your house, he said, that is a chiyuv in every room, but if it's a little bit light, we say mech that the ikar candles are in the main room, and if it's a little bit light, if it's dark in the room, we mechuyev to put candles. But if it's not dark, we say mech that a little bit light comes from that side. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, we could look at the whole Yeshiva like one big family. And the main front meal room is the dining room of an Yeshiva, and one of the people lights in the dining room for the whole family. So now the rooms of the dorm, even if it's a different building, it's like the rooms of the house. Again, like a prile avadaye, but a kule. That the rooms of the dorm, we look at them like if light's coming from the side. Now, then in your house, we said, if you have the mitzvahs covered and you yoytze. No, then it's very shver. The shaila is if you don't eat in the dining room, if it's mitzvah. In your house, if you don't eat, you're part of the house. The yeshiva is very shver to zogun. This is our mountain. You go back to America. And for a Shabbos, you go to camp. There you're not mechuyev to light bichlal. Only if it's dark in the room, but you don't have a chiyuv to light. Because you're part of your family. But when you go away to yeshiva to learn, you're separate. Now the shaila is how to look at the dining room. Kilo, this is your family or not? So again, neither it's studying is the cooler. Again, you could make. Rav says all these achlam are for sure you could make with a bracha. It's a whole lomdus. Rav Shlomo has a whole lomdus that bachurim have two parts. As I say, the mere deer is very shmer to zog in the park. You know, some mere deers have more food than the dying of yeshiva. No, I'm saying. It's very hard to say that it's one system. If everyone only eats in the dining room, I'm talking, you know, the big suitcases, it's not as often. No, it's very hard to say that this is my dining room. I met a Balabachi, he told me he doesn't know how you go into the dining room. No, I'm saying, the mele, I'm not so sure, all of all, she can retire this cooler. I just want to explain. What?
You don't eat in the dining room. You
eat in Shiva, five, No. It has to be a part of your house. It's your house. So maybe the aloch is like this. Now, there's another kulev of Shlomo Zalman. This is again, Mizogis and Unzere Misgeret. Aloch of Loy Lemaise, Vekei Lemaise. It's two kinds of light. It's fluorescent, and it's the bulb. So you have a little line inside it, yellow. That you can see through. You have some of the bulb that you can't see through. White one, big white one. But you have a lot of bulbs. Your mommy can see a red, yellow line inside. Shlomo Zalman in Ma'ir Eish from Shlomo Zalman, he's Nemtzachon that it's mamish like a candle. He had a tzad, you can make Ma'ir Eish on it even. He says, Finishke Navuke, so be Navuke, Navuke, Finish. But it's mamish fire. Bechol Hashmanim Matlikim. So Shlomo Zalman had a big tzad that these Menoiris have a din of a man. So I say, a person who wants to be Maker, Shlomo Zalman says, Moshe, Vizachash fire in the deer. Other than Moshav, if you're going to eat out and when you come back, normally the candles go off anyway. You know yourself, the Meister, you're a shmuz, you're a herahin, you're going back, you have a shmer, a rambam, you're going out to learn the iron apol guteshoyen. Till you come back, you know, it'll be off. But with that shayin, you want to be machmir to light in your dira. So I'm saying, chiyuv gomul, lo yitzur, is light coming from outside, you don't have. You don't have. But it's an inyan to light. So if you do this in the hallway, in the dira, you take a little one of these bowls, and you turn it off before Shabbos, and you put it on l'shem neher Shabbos. And out of the door. I know Siddur Rabbonim in different sides of the world that Paschal and Imamish can make a broch on it. I'm scared. Boch levatol lechob meyo. So leikim on a yorek. But mikol makom to be yoytzen in on Shabbos, I'm saying, with all of these kules, a boch that doesn't do this, I would say he's balavle. You don't want to light in your dira. Say it. I'm not going to change all of the minogim. Skid from fire. And I'm saying, Taki, it's not... You're right that every person himself would say, me, myself, will not be a fire. But I'm more, if everyone will start to light candles, the Matthias is that fire will catch. I tell you, I'm just remembering now, Meisim, we spoke with Meisim. I remember I was in Ponovich, and you know, Bochim lit in the rooms, everyone would light candles. And the kids are, one of the whole deer went up in fire. Mamash, a big fire. And Rabbi Dovid Povarsky was coming in the middle of the night. It was like 12 o'clock, maybe 12 o'clock midnight. And the whole, you know, whole floor, Bati Tik, was Mamash going up in fire. And he was walking. And a bacha came over to him, asked him, the Rosh Hashiva, to call the fire engine or not. He said, why? He said, that's yeah. He even didn't pick up his head to look at the fire. So why did he pick up his head? He's tingling, you know, some... Well, again, with the shyness, you can laugh. Some of the yeshiva is burning. People that are violent, mile, we go on the street, Arba Amis, you know, we can't miss one little sign, one little person that's passing near us. But that's a kum nachamot from Kalus, from Golnish. As even, you know, when someone is hearing an interesting story, you know, as I might, you know, people could move near him, he could not see who he's talking to, Michlan. He could change people. Amola shel teicho, yegir. You know, when you bit kiss, everything changes. I'm saying, in the dearest, is a makim to be machmir, to light with a brocha, if you want. But again, it's b'tnai, that when you come back, the light, the candle is on. If it's dark, tak in your room. So at least, put on light. I'm saying before what we're saying. Even put a fluorescent. So then, oydik Shabbos, you're not mechuyiv meikir adin. But the best azach is, if you're not lighting candles in your dira, I'm not saying it's a chiyuv, because it could be a matter of sakone, you have to know the mitzvah. Sometimes people don't know what is a matter of sakone. Yes. So at least to have every dira, to have these lights, and to turn them off, and to put them on the shame neira Shabbos, and like this is tamay etzatoyva. All the lights in the room, at least to put off, to put on, at least to have neira Shabbos, to become the mitzvah of neira Shabbos.
What if you have light?
One of the reasons I spoke about it is that I didn't want to come out and say, this is going to be so bad.
Even though the light's going to be on.
You turn the light, you make the broth.
You turn the light off.
Yeah. Make the bracha on the, and then light the nairs.
That's
the
nairs. But only if the nairs will be on when you come back.
It doesn't have to be dark then. You might say it's not
yeah,
dark.
For sure. But later.
It would be dark yeah. on the lights. It's for the lights that we make a bracha.
Yeah. If the lights are open. I just want to hear clearly. If you eat out the suda. In the dorm, so you don't have any things that turn on a light bulb in your room.
But the mice, you have light from outside, if you say the gobble.
So you don't have the light?
I didn't say it. You cannot even have the light.
What?
Because for two reasons. Because by the time you have light and you go to the place that you're eating and the lighting downstairs.
Okay, so what's that? So out the place that you're eating, first of all, it's only if she had you in mind.
Yeah, she doesn't have to have
you.
They don't even know you.
She doesn't have to have you in mind?
They don't even know you call
it. Okay, why does she have to have you in mind?
It's not the mishtat of the pluta. You're part of the meal. She's made to the whole bad bias. You're the bad bias.
She knew it was coming.
I don't know. If you attack it, she doesn't know you're prison. She knows you have
to. No, she doesn't know it was coming.
Yes,
okay, but normally she knows it's coming.
Showing
about
crushing.
Who are these people that you go with? I'll tell you. No. They have to be every week someone else because the next week they can't be coming, right?
No, I'll go for them.
Every week.
It's not a little better, eh?
It's good. I have to tell them. I have to tell them. But she doesn't have a person who does. This is the Chilushet Shul Zan, that you become a Plebayit. The whole thing that you start with the Moiti is when he's Moiti you and you're being separate. It's Chilushet Shul Zan. Why people are Machmer? Because the Chilushet Shul Zan is French. The Mam is Yoyte.
If you're already Yoyte, why do you have a Chilushet Shul Zan again?
Because I look at Bachurim. Imagine Shulam will say Bachurim have to lie. So Shul Zan is saying that it's the case that they're not eating Mamish Bayanim. But the problem is, if they have a separate place and it's dark, they're Mechuyim. Now, sometimes the light from the street patterns me can be. No, the chiyuv to mekayim the takonah. Takonah can yoyitz one place. This best should be taken from the zama, the way out. No, the shiur is very easy. It's two zama. Zama and a kohen. Kohen the mice we pass the light doesn't matter. Only the chumah we scared, so we shut it. But light better doesn't matter. Aber for oiling light patterns us. No matter if I'm yoyitz by yelim the kohen, I'm left with the oiling. So loyitz to you in the chazes of it. Loyitz to by you room is dark. So by you oiling is mamish a chiyuv gom, right? So the mele oiling is a chiyuv gom. Yana shtik will be yaitz by yana. But Hashem can if you have light now. It's a matter of lana shtik song in Abu Khuyuk Mika. Mele, the truth is that some of yaitz by yana, which was Abu Zab Mechai, but it's not again. So Mele, this is the mucker.
And if you eat in yeshiva?
Question, I'll be in a room, I'll put on a light, I'll have it on a light. If you eat in yeshiva, and the light in the dining room, you have light.
Like, even though you're not mitzvah with it.
No problem. But in your room,
yeah.
In your house, you also light? No. So why the thing is not? Why the dorm? Yes.
So if someone down and holds his one...
If you're in the dining room, and they light, and you're eating from the foot of the dining room, and in your room is light, he says, what is the difference in the room and the house? This is another cooler, because the yeshiva is one family. So say, yeshiva is one... I'm just saying, I'm just saying the reason that will happen with the madrigas of the cooler. For sure, I'm saying, if you could...
It's literally the chill of the light. You're saying, right. I'm saying, you can work it out, right. Natural that's alum, that you're not already
in your case, it's like the least you need to be machmer, you understand? Then you have... But then if I put a light on, I mamish like least. In your case, you have a normal bath, in your room, it's mamish the best.
How about if light comes in from the hallway?
Yeah. Then you have a chur of the light. But again... Could be a little bit.
You just turn on and off right. The same Shabbos.
Right. But again, some people will be back.
To light in the deer, like in the not in the kitchen, whatever. There's a shtickle eating area, yeah. And it's dark there at night. To light there, what's right. The Indian if you're eating out?
But when you come back, you sit in shmuzik.
So you don't swim, you go right to your bed.
But you can't light
in your bed. So
you have to sit in your room when you come back.
Well, you usually do. But you have to light in your room or shmuz there when you come back.
Yeah, it has to be a place that when you come back you will have enough.
When I eat out, what I usually do is I bring light to my deer, love in the yeshiva, and on the way to the place eating out, I go back to my deer after look at the kateri or something.
Yeah,
and then putting on a boat.
So
the kateri shouldn't light anymore.
That's my bed, after my bed.
What? I won't light in
my bed. Oh, Shuzama has the kateri. Someone will put on the light, it will disturb the sleep. You prefer the
shop.
You have only a light.
He
doesn't know what to do. Someone has a candle. Someone has a big candle. Yeah, but the vice is someone has left with only a that candle. Someone has a that candle, yeah? Now he doesn't know what to do.
No.
He has a that candle. It's only the first page, the other part is the Mishnah Gemara. Under the Lashonim. It has that candle. Now, if you will light it, it will be all the whole night, you can't fall asleep. If he doesn't light it, then I'm laughing on him.
to leave on the bulb in the bathroom.
Well, come all the people that make the Shabbos clock go off 12 o'clock. And the family is up normally. You know, they like in the end, like, you know, the end of the meal, like, so this family, you have to find your bed to your bed. Sometimes it's Easter Friday Shabbos. So even on the Takana.
West is there.
But those don't have
to go. Three bochen to do comes back.
Well, at least one man.
One person, or at least the man.
They're all one person.
Not in the Madlik will which be the one.
No, it's Madlik man.
He said to leave on
the. What did the person benefit in his deal if the Yenin lit before Shabbos?
And no one was there.
No one was there. Madlik was someone else tagged Ganon up. Five other people that were there.
It's not from COVID.
The COVID was gone.
I have COVID for about 7 years.
COVID is to prepare Shabbos with candles.
See, if you
do, you have to have another
person.
We are not saying that.
Why bias had COVID Shabbos?
The answer, why most clients will light candles even when there's electricity around?
Because
they hold that the Shabbos, you can make a bracha for COVID on Einik. So the mice are ganz klar, it's not hold like that. So why I have to come back? From Shemazah, because maybe Klai is all whole, that's also Einik. You see it so nice, the table, it's also Einik. But be a certain, the reason people don't shut the light, because they hold it, it's a cover.
The word is that my house had cover showers, the chnitz
is this is your chiyuv, to wash your floor, to prepare your bed, meet on the tzaz, shulchan oof, and everybody. Eating, they're not eating, don't shut shut. This is what Abaya said, you have to be eating, eat outside, don't eat
outside.
What Abaya said, you have to be eating, leave the house. You don't have to be in the house, well.
What's the candles are like a bad, not on when I come back to the deer.
Right.
So that's good enough that we made it in the beginning with a bro.
Then you can't make a bro. If you're not back in the deer, it's no use to make a bro.
And to leave, so I might as well leave on the John in the bathroom just a bulb on. And
yeah, it makes light all the room.
I shouldn't even make a bro with the candles anymore. Oh, till now we were making it in a dark room, and it was off when we came back. We made two candles with a brother. I didn't do it.
Someone put on tefillin all of his life, and when he was 8 years old, he found out it's possible. He says on the mitzvah tefillin and machen tshuva. Oh, with bracha levatol and machen gilgulei shelig. So I think Tal Yanim that machen gilgulei shelig.
So we'll just leave on the bulb in the bathroom and sit, and we will.
This psak in this room is like one of these, you know, these Hanukkah halachas that it's very. People only had like 100 different psakim. If you hear a little bit the London from where it's coming, the shtigatay is about the kovod and sida oinei. There's one chiyuv to light and there's a chiyuv to have oinei. And the ma'aseh, the people that are machmir, the people that hold, that they're not yotzei kovod, you have to have kovod in your dira and father.